man who has once come in contact with God, which is the Word, and the Word has been made plain and manifested to him. There's no shame just about that.
Never.
You're not embarrassed. Doesn't embarrass me to say I believe every word of God. Doesn't embarrass me when the Lord says to say anything, you go say it and do it. Don't embarrass me to say that I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't embarrass me to say that I've spoken with other tongues.
Amen.
Don't embarrass me to say that the Lord has shown me visions. Don't embarrass me to say he's the same yesterday and forever. When you're brought before rulers and kings for my name's sake, take no thought what you shall say. For it'll be given to you in that hour. It's not you that speaketh, but my Father that dwelleth in you. But whosoever is ashamed of me and my word in this generation, him will I be ashamed of before my Father and the holy angels. God, help us not to be ashamed.
No, but
help us to be living testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Every man, the Old Testament, when the prophets came, they become the living Word.
Amen.
They was the Word.
Yes.
Jesus said they were called gods, and they were. Because the Word of God came to them, they said, thus saith the Lord. Yes. And any disciple of Christ who has come in contact with him in redemption and salvation has come into his heart, he is a possessor of God. And what kind of a life should we live, and how should we walk, and how should we talk if God is representing himself to our own mortal bodies? Who could be ashamed of that? I come to a place that I was on the police force here in Jeffersonville. Walk down the street from all the authorities, I wouldn't be ashamed of the city. I'd be part of the city. I'd be a police, a part of the city to keep honor and conduct. If a man run a red light, I wouldn't be ashamed to tell him he's done wrong. Give him a ticket, that's my duty. Because I'm getting paid by the city. I'm living by the city. I have the authority from the city. No matter if he's drunk or what's my matter, he doesn't back me up. I stand my ground because I'm a policeman and I'm ordained or put in here and given authority to do this. You're supposed to take the law and rights and things and see this done right. That if I'm a Christian and then filled with the Spirit, weighing the testimony of Jesus Christ's resurrection, he's the same yesterday, today, forever. Don't let any devil try to push you around, say you don't do this, you don't do that. You do do it. God has given you this. See, we don't have power. That policeman don't have power to stop one car. It's about sometimes a 300 or 400 horsepower motor. What could he do about it? But he's got authority. And that's the church. We have authority by the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his promised word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The things that I do shall you do also. More than this will you do, for I go unto the Father. Don't be ashamed of it in this generation. Sinful, perplexed, the last generation will ever be on the earth. This sinful adulteriness is full of all putrefied sores, all everything that's been decent has become indecent. National politics, filth. Nations are broke up.